everybody. Here we are, episode 9 of the Real Mentors podcast. Talking a little movies, a little TV, having some fun along the way. We got a very special show as our March Madness tournament, our badass tournament selection show is today. We're going to determine who is the biggest badass in movies, and we'll get into that in a minute. Of course, we're here live from the girlslife.com studios. 3 times in a row, Mike. Very proud of myself. Nice. We got a very special guest today. He's always here, but it's special because it's his birthday. The Spaniard himself, Mr. George Ripoll, the real correspondent, our technical producer, ahead of our crack research team. Happy birthday, buddy.
Also our webmaster.
I'm webmaster. Yes, man. Happy birthday. It's actually today as we do the show, as we speak. And I did bring a gift for you.
Oh, is that right?
Let it be known that the Real Mentor's generosity has no bounds here. So, let me chin here. And we got you the complete first season of Blu-ray of Once Upon a Time.
Wow.
You can go back and relive it at your own leisure over and over again, dude. This is how we do it here. Dude. We come full force to you. Happy birthday. Enjoy, dude. I hope you get many hours out of it. Enjoy me out of it.
Thank you very much.
And how are we doing,
thank
man?
You guys. I'm doing good.
Feeling good, man? Well, how old are you? 32?
Yeah, Calapata. No, I'm 41. Okay. No, I'm 41.
He's catching up to me, man.
Oh my God, I know. 30 more years, you right?
All right, man.
We're gonna, like I said, we get George. He's got some things he wants to mention real quick. Before we get to that, let me first introduce the co-host, the lovely Mr. Mike Rose, the man beast himself.
Hey, doing? Everybody. Hi, Dr. Nick.
Show's taking a wrong turn already. Right? Now.
Sorry, guys.
This episode 9 is over.
I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna throw it back to Plugosaurus Rex so he can read his plugs.
Nah, guys. Like always, you know, we always want to thank those that are listening to us. You know, even those that have been sending us stuff through our Facebook page. You know, they have been sending some. I know you got some feedback on your rant that you had last week.
Yeah, actually, got some emails and some texts and all that. People who really enjoyed the rant and people who actually convinced and they agree now that Rose is a villain. So I was successful with my rant. Very happy about that. So having said that, I will have upcoming rants to blow your minds, change your minds, if you will, about misperceptions about some of these characters we kind of cheer for in movies and all that. I'll give one or two next week or the week after. I'm not going to do it weekly, but people, I got some good feedback, so I want to continue doing that. So I was happy to hear from you guys out there.
Yeah, we also on our poll, you know, like we did, you know, Rose did become the ultimate villain. You know,
of course.
Yeah, see?
Tell you slag that she is there.
That just speaks to how convincing you were in your case.
Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate that, Mike. That means
you're
a lot
right up there with some other great movie lawyers.
Yeah, you know, how persuasive you were in your argument.
Me and, you know, maybe my cousin Vinny, you know, maybe. You know.
Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran.
Hey, the yeah, you're right up there, you know? But yeah, as
Robert
always,
Shapiro, who always settles out of court.
You know, but like as always, you know, I wanted to thank Kevin MacLeod for letting us use his, you know, theme for.
I'm really getting into that song, by the way.
I was
walking to go catch a bus to work. I think it was like Tuesday. I was re-listening to the show because I'm my biggest critic.
Agreed.
And. That thing just kind of puts a spring in your step. I like that. I like
it. It does. That's a good choice. George picked that up. Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin. You're the man.
That's right.
Yeah. So thanks, Kevin, on that. Also, you know, we're available on TuneIn Radio, iTunes, our Facebook page, The Real Mentors, you know, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, pretty much anywhere where we can, you know, find us.
Podbeam.
Yeah. Also, you know, again, iTunes, thank you for putting us new and noteworthy. We're still on there.
Nice.
Yeah. We're still on there. So. All those places, guys. Keep looking for us. Continue our feedback. You know, they sent us, like I was telling you, a quiz on our 90s movies.
Yes.
You know, like to see if, you know, testing our knowledge of 90s movies.
They try to test us like we wouldn't know.
Right.
Poor people. 100% I got. I think you did too, George.
Yes, sir. Yeah. 100%.
I didn't take it because 90s wasn't my time for movies.
You would have 100% anyway.
You would have 100%.
Wasn't that easy?
Not for us.
Is this one of those ones that, that you pass the test and they steal all your personal information?
No.
I hope not. I hope not.
If it is, someone shopping at Nordstrom's on my credit
card.
Right.
Nah,
whatever.
Right.
It is what it is.
Well,
good
case,
for them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're giving me season 2.
That's next year's birthday. Season 2, Once Upon a Time. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed this. You know,
I just want to throw out there about TuneIn. That's a great app. It's available for both Android and for
iOS.
Apple, yeah. And all you have to do in TuneIn is just type the Real Mentors, R-E-E-L Mentors, into the search engine, our podcast will come up, and then all you have to do is follow us or save it as one of your favorites. And every time you open up TuneIn, our podcast will pop up.
Nice.
Our newest podcast.
So yeah, so
it's a cool thing. And if you ever have any questions, please just post them right on the Facebook page. We're very attentive to that. If George or I don't answer, Jose.
Yeah, I mean, we love the interaction. We really do. And you can email us at therealmentor and gmail.com and all that. And I've got a few emails this week again, so we appreciate all that feedback and the comments. And we want to be interactive here, you know. So the more you send in, the better for us. And we'll read some things out. If you guys send us a comment, things you want to talk about, we'll probably do that because, you know, what the hell, we're flexible.
Yeah, sure. Also, you know, we got to thank, you know, our female listeners. You know, it's been growing with us. You know, you would think this is a man-centric show.
We always want to thank our female listeners.
Always.
You know.
Yeah,
and females, always. You know, if you send an email to me, I'll be glad to send you a copy of my personal movie, 50 Shades of Jose.
Nice. Oh, then we just lost them already.
Emails are coming in as we speak.
Oh, Lord. But anyway, guys.
So anyway.
I think we talked about You Got Mail 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, we did. We did talk about the rom-coms episode. We don't need to go into that this week.
So anyway, before we get started here, a quick word from a sponsor, of course, the Jose for Life Foundation. A new phone line is open at 1-800-HOOK-ME-UP. Please donate so you can keep me in the lifestyle that I've been accustomed to. Of course, we are a division of the Human Fund. So let's move on here. First, before we get to the selection show, actually a big news dropped, or actually the big trailer dropped for Captain America 2 Civil War. I know, Mike, I know you're jonesing to talk about this, so jump in there, man. What'd you think?
I thought it was great. There was some stuff in there that I wasn't ready for. I was totally surprised by the appearance at the end of the trailer.
Mm. Spidey.
Underoos.
Underoos, yeah. As he called him on the
roof. Which I'm a moron. I thought he said on the roof.
On the
and
roof.
These guys had to point that out. That's, you know, us 50-year-old guys.
On the roof, that's hilarious. He said underoos, and Tony Stark said that before Spider-Man made his appearance.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he goes, you know, I've run out of patience. Yeah, I've run out of patience. Underoos.
I mean, I love the trailer, man. I'm so jacked up for it. Great tone to it. And I think it kind of gave us a taste of the stakes that we're going to see here. Because that was the biggest concern. I mean, someone's going to die. Something big's going to happen. Oh, this movie's worthless.
Well,
at the end of the day.
I think that they're teasing that War Machine will die, but I don't think War Machine is going to die.
No, I think that was too much of a red
herring. Yeah, it's too big, too right in the middle of the trailer. Never know, though.
And the Russo's,
maybe I'm getting too smart for myself.
It's possible. I know Russo talked about, at the end of the movie, it's going to be very controversial, which I like to hear him say that. It's going to change the face of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Think, with no spoiler alerts, mm-hmm. Do you think that a similar outcome to the Captain America issue in... you know, the end of the Civil War, that the whole.
Oh no! I don't want to.
No,
I got you. But no, I don't. I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't think so. He'll be fine. He's already signed in. Someone's going down this movie. It's gonna be something. That's gonna make. It's gonna be a huge impact. And Black Panther's another one.
Yeah.
I mean, most people are familiar with him.
I love that costume.
He looks great. That one scene chasing down the motorcycle when he chases the Winter Soldier. Fantastic. He looks awesome. That's a character people are gonna like, and no one knows about Spidey.
Yeah,
Spidey look good. I know you don't like it.
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, you look good, dude. I look kind of too CGI.
I just think my ish with it is the costume is a little too colorful, and you know that can change in the next month and a half, right?
I'm reading comments that people have been liking the costume, so I don't know if that's really gonna have an effect or anything. But
5 year old kids.
Their parents got money.
Don't get me wrong. I don't like the armored spider suit that he wore the last two movies.
Yeah.
So.
It's a little bit of a throwback, I guess.
That's what I thought. A little bit more like what I'm used to from the cartoons and all that, to some degree.
Do you like that they're doing web shooters instead of
is that what they're doing? I'm not sure what they're doing, to be honest with you.
I think that they're doing web shooters instead of organic.
I'm fine with it. I don't care.
It's pretty cartoon.
Yeah. I don't mind.
Whatever, but
I don't think it's going to be a movie that long to begin with. He's just going to be show up. You know, everyone's going to be
a big pop. This movie, by the way, is 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Longest Marvel hero movie.
Yeah, which I'm not.
Well, there's a lot of characters that are being involved somehow.
As long as they kept Russo's kept comparing it to this like a mix between. Again, they just they're influenced by The Godfather. And I felt the movie they mentioned that they were influenced. That's what they said.
I think Winter Soldier is one of the best superhero movies of all time. So
that's the best Marvel one, hands down.
Right, absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah. But people are putting it up there with Dark Knight and a couple others.
I put it, I won't go that far, but I put it up there. I mean, I you know.
I don't know if I'd rank it ahead of Dark Knight.
No, I wouldn't, but I'm saying it's definitely one of the top ones without question. I mean, whatever. I mean, that's a good conversation for us geeks to have. But I'm jacked, man. I think I'm more excited about this than dare I say Batman v Superman.
Don't ever say that.
I'm just saying, man. I don't know, two weeks, right, buddy? 2 weeks, yeah.
Less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks. We got our tickets to the next 24th,
Thursday, 24th. So that's about early. 12 days.
Yep. When I'm my review it afterwards, I'm gonna my two cohorts are gonna join me on my review. The first time I have other two live people on with me after the movie. So we kind of cool. We're excited. I'm super excited about Batman Superman. Man.
Oh, but
calm down, dude. Relax.
It's the ultimate.
One impression at a time, dude. Read a documentary of Once Upon a Time and whatever that stupid show's called for a second.
Yeah, let Mike do his thing.
Happy birthday again, by the way.
I'm the guy that does a wrestler impression.
Yeah, that's true.
George trying to chime in there. So either way, so I know we're excited. I can't wait for that movie. I think tickets went on sale for that, but I forgot.
People forget he was in the Spider-Man movies, the Macho Man.
That's right, he was in there.
Yeah, see, so there goes the impression, man. You know, the reference out there now.
Not even the impression, it's the duplication of the impression of the original.
I do a pretty good Macho Man.
You do,
yeah.
Yeah, you do.
And a great Dusty Rhodes.
So now that we're on there, you know,
no Dusty Rhodes impression.
No, what's that? But anyway, let's get to the main beef here. We want to jump into our obviously March Madness badass tournament.
Because Bone Crusher is not really a badass.
No, Bonesaw.
Bonesaw.
George, you remain quiet for the rest of the show. So appreciate you coming out here. You know, have a good time.
Get it right, George.
Excuse me.
So kind of give you again what we try to do here, just so we don't get any negative comments about the participants that we came up with. We didn't use any superheroes, nothing sci-fi related, nothing.
No robots.
Yeah, no robots. This is more kind of more grounded individuals, you know, real people, quote unquote, I guess. That was part of the criteria. Obviously, what we did, before the show, we kind of all discussed or argued or whatever.
Pre-production meeting.
You know, yeah, pre-production meeting. Yeah. We came up with a list. We narrowed it down. We each had our own list. We did separately of 32 names. George had like 95.
110.
A little overzealous. But we kind of, from there, we chose, narrowed down to the top 32. Some people got left out. Of course, it's always going to happen. From there, obviously, we randomly chose the brackets, and we obviously chose the seating ourselves.
It wasn't surprising, though. We had a lot of...
Yeah, I think we had like 15 names we all agreed on off the bat. So if the names appear in each of our lists, they were automatically into the tournament, all that. But of course, there's always those ones, the bubble teams that, you know,
right,
just missed the cut, poor guys.
Appalachian State.
You know, Appalachian States, you know, the UCS or whatever the world and all that.
What's another one like that? Like Rice or what? Like those teams?
Yeah, always in the Ivy League schools, you know, like those
Northwestern or something. Right. Whatever. Northwestern. There's always those teams that they could have gotten in, should have gotten in, blah, blah, blah. It happens every year. So with us.
The Dayton, the Akron, Akron Zips.
Yeah. So we had a few names. A couple of them were, we had like Indiana Jones. And Han Solo, both Harrison Ford characters.
They didn't make the list,
and you know, people up in arms, whatever. Fine, it is what it is. I mean, I don't think they're bad. I love those guys, make no mistake. But they're not badasses.
We're going to disagree about that.
I don't think they're badass. That's just me. Tony Montana.
Yeah, Tony Montana did not make the list.
Yeah, Tyler Durden was just left out. Vic Vega, Mr. Blonde from Reservoir Dogs. Right. Dalton from Roadhouse, who I kind of wanted in, but you know, whatever. Cobra. Stallone, we got
that was George's
Conan missed the list just barely.
I just think that was too much of a cartoon character.
Who's that?
Conan.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. I have no problem with that. Yeah. Like I said, not everyone can get in. This is how it works. Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver.
Travis Bickle, sorry.
Get it right.
The girl from the Dragon Tattoo. George, who said you could talk? Who allowed you back into the show?
Oh, okay, fine. We'll see how much of the technical production here gets cut. Oh, look, my voice is muted. I wonder
why. That's awesome. That's a two-man show now. So, you know, those guys, you know, as great as they are, did not make our list. So who made our list? So we're going to start. We did 8 different brackets. We're going to pair them up. We seeded them 1 through 8, of course. And as the weeks go by, we're going to kind of narrow them down. So we're going to do like next week, we'll battle out the first round and so forth until we get to our final four and obviously name the champion, the ultimate movie badass. So having said all that, then the first bracket, we haven't named the brackets yet. We'll come up with something. We'll post this on our Facebook page. You can see exactly who's there. But we got on the first bracket, we got a number one seed, Martin Riggs, of course, from Lethal Weapon fame. He'll be going up against number the AC Leonidas, of course, from 300. We got Daniel Craig at 2 seed versus Kersey.
Who was the Kersey again? Now,
Paul Kersey from Death Wish.
Charles Bronson. That's right, Charles Bronson. We got Emily Blunt's character from Edge of Tomorrow, whose name escapes me. George, I think you knew
that. Rita V. Ratosky.
Yeah, that one. Going against Nikita. Two females going at it. It's a good female representation throughout the tournament, by the way. And then we have Ash, of course, from the Evil Dead series, going against Gangs of New York.
Bill the Butcher.
So, real quick, guys. And George, who out of those eight, who's coming out of that bracket? Not in the top two from that bracket.
I mean, I think Martin Riggs, and I'm thinking probably I want to give it to Rita Ratosky just because she has that little ability that if somebody like she loses, she can like go back in time and try to correct herself, you know. So like, I mean, we'll analyze it like that, you know. I think that.
And that's the kind of thing when we do get into the fights. What we're going to do is obviously, you know, one person picks a name. We'll try to duke it out when the other person votes to see who actually won. That's the best
way. I think I like Daniel Craig's James Bond more because he's the most physical James Bond. And my opinion anyway.
Just
I agree. I think he's my favorite now. I like Martin. I love Martin Riggs.
I mean, you know, Ash from The Evil Dead could pull the upset too. Yeah, you know, I mean, she has they have a chainsaw and a shotgun on each hand.
Boomstick.
It's a shotgun, dude.
Ah, George, if we let you speak, this is what happens. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, what? It's going to be fading in and out.
What do we got?
Right, so we got the next bracket. We got number one seed, of course, John McClane, Die Hard fame, one of the greatest heroes of all time. This is actually, I think, the toughest bracket.
He's like the top seed. He's up there with, like, you know, he's with North Carolina, like Dean Smith.
He's
coach
at the,
North
he's at the
Carolina,
Kentucky
right?
badasses.
Right,
know,
he's
yeah.
the Rick Pitino Kentucky.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
He's like
John Wooden,
right,
UCLA.
Right, John Wooden, UCLA.
Yeah. He's right, my favorite. Right. He's actually going up against Snake Plissken from Escape from New York.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good matchup. Number two, and this is tough, man. Dutch from Predator.
You are one ugly.
Classic Arnold line. He's going against Sarah Connor from, of course, the Terminator series.
That is a good one.
It's a good one. We got Dirty Harry ranked third seed going against Ripley. That's kind of interesting. I like that. And then we got Leon the Professional, fourth seed, going against Jason Bourne. That's a really tough bracket.
That is a tough one.
Yeah,
fighting scenes in Bourne. Remember we were talking about fighting scenes? I think Bourne Supremacy, there was a fighting scene where they fought like through a floor of a building or something.
Oh yeah,
because we are taking that it's the, you know, what was the actor's name that escapes me right now? Because there was two actors that played Bond. I mean, Jason Bourne.
No, there's only one.
Yeah, it's only one. Matt Damon played him. Jeremy Renner played some other agent. A different character.
Yeah, in the same quote-unquote world.
And the same
garbage.
It wasn't a horrible movie. Wasn't a great movie.
I hate it. But it wasn't a great movie.
Yeah, that's probably why I was glad that Matt Damon did come back.
Who's coming out of that bracket?
Well, Dutch and John McClane.
Yeah, right? John McClane and Dutch.
That's tough, man.
John McClane's going to be tough.
That's tough.
But you know what? You always get like, right? Anytime you watch like the World Cup, there's always a group of death, you know?
No, exactly.
El grupo de la muerte, bro.
Man, that's interesting. Who's going to argue those points? I'm going to jump in down for sure.
Hey, while we're on the Dutch thing, I was thinking about this. You know what character we left out? Jesse Ventura's character in there. I ain't got time to bleed.
Great line, but he went out like such a little bitch. He's not.
No, he didn't go out like a bitch.
Yeah, like I said, there was a lot of characters that we picked from like good movies, like, you know, Rambo or Predator or Commando or anything like that. But
like Jesse Ventura didn't do anything in that movie to warrant him being a badass.
No, I thought he was great. He was playing that music. Remember, he's playing Little Richard in the helicopter.
So he plays a song and he's badass?
No, dude.
See, I mean,
I'm just saying that
the best movie DJ contest is a movie.
See, badass. We didn't even put Stallone from The Expendables, you know, like his character from The Expendables, just because they were all like all these actors that played badass. You know?
Didn't I tell you not to mention The Expendables?
That's true, dude.
I like The Expendables.
Put on Once Upon a Time.
Do you really like
relax.
The first one. Oh, the first. Okay, I'll give you a pass on the first one.
The first is doable. It's okay.
The other two just got ridiculous parodies of themselves.
It's not.
It's bad. I can't. Who am I kidding? It's terrible. I'm sorry. You're right.
But it was just all those actors.
It's bad. It's bad. I can't defend it.
I mean, like I said, it was just all those actors that you wanted to see, like all putting together, like see what they would do.
In Canes, I want to see what they would do.
I'm
going
to bring that up when we get to
either way.
Another one.
So let's move on. Let's go to the next bracket. All right. So we got another.
But I did like that how we kind of. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks for that interruption from going nowhere. So we got number one seed, we got Mills, of course, from the Taken series.
Ooh.
Badass terror father.
Brian Mills,
that's right. He's going to go up against Machete.
He's got a certain set of skills.
Oh, he does. And he's going to need him against Machete.
That's right.
He doesn't text, but he knows how to fight. He's a badass. I know that's not your favorite, Mike, but he's kind of badass. Number two seed, who I love, is Rama from the Raid series.
Oh yeah,
big time badass. And those are movies I keep plugging because it's so great for those that haven't seen it, because they're not well known movies and they're fantastic.
You know, go out there and grab that.
Good.
I'm notice sure. how
it's not on Netflix right now, but it's out there. No. It's busy.
I'm sure it is. Yeah,
we left out Bruce Lee. You know.
Well,
I mean, you know, the thing is that with the martial artists,
everything happens.
It happens. Like some, you know, it happened. He got upset before at the end of the tournament. It was a bubble team got left out. It happens, man.
We don't want to underestimate his value.
He's great, but you're right. You dropped the ball there.
He was the North Carolina State of this tournament.
Exactly.
It's just with all the martial artists, then you have to include all of them. So you have to.
But I think Rob, this is more relevant because Bruce Lee's great, but he's a long time, and most kids probably won't know who the hell he is or seen any of his movies. Let's be honest. Third seed, we got Ethan Hunt, of course, badass from the Mission Impossible series, going up against the Bride, Kiddo is the last name, I think, in that movie, and Kill Bill.
And one of the other guys that we left out of this tournament that I brought up with Jack Reacher, who's also another Tom Cruise.
He's a really good guy. He just missed the cut. He was one of bubble teams and all that. And I did forget to mention, Ram was going up against Desperado.
Okay.
I guess from the Mariachi.
And that's a good one.
That's a good matchup. But
yeah. Desperado, Mariachi.
He's got no chance.
He's not Desperado. He's
Mariachi. Before, we got Maximus, of course, going up against Hannah, not a well-known character, female character. I know a good one, Mike. It'd be cool if you can watch that. Let us know.
I'm
going
to try to see it.
Yeah, it's a good flick back. I
always did like his name, Maximus Decimus Meridius.
The name alone.
All those Roman names are super cool. Marcus Aurelius.
You know, I'm not even going to say the fact that he's also known as the Spaniard later. Yeah.
Are you comparing yourself to Maximus?
Or did you steal your nickname?
No, I didn't steal my name. The nickname. Wow. It was given to me.
Yourself to Maximus. Oh, what am I hearing? I think it was your birthday. I'm going to let that one slide. Jesus. So, the last. Oh, actually, who do you think is coming out of that one?
Ooh. That's a good one, man.
That's actually an interesting bracket.
You know, I really like. That's tough.
Either.
I'm gonna say it could be Ethan Hunt with an upset.
You know what? I could see that. I could see Ethan Hunt taking that.
Mills is the man. I mean,
I feel just or
Brian Mills. Sorry, Mark.
I feel you just have someone take his daughter and he's out of the tournament.
Yeah,
you know. And I mean, that's what I would do. Have someone kept his daughter. He's a short term tournament, and that's an easy victory.
Right. Then he's on. Another
yeah, but he would use his particular set of skills to go hunt him down and kill him.
Yeah, but meantime, the tournament's going on, so it's a good distraction.
Yeah, so he blew the tournament.
Exactly. So it's a forfeit. That's just my thoughts. And we'll get into that next week, in the next couple of weeks.
That's a good one.
Next bracket, we got...
Her name is Beatrix...
Beatrix Kiddo.
Kiddo.
There we go. Thank you, Crack Richard's team there. In the last bracket, we have number one seed Rambo, who we almost left out of this, which would have been a crime. Wow. Going against George's personal favorite, Chef Chelios. If you don't know who he is, he's from the movies Crank and Crank 2.
From the Crank series.
The really, really bad movie. Yeah, there was a Crank.
There was a Crank 2.
It was so bad, it warranted an even worse sequel.
Now, when I saw about 25 minutes of Crank.
It's those guilty pleasures.
Awesome. It's so bad, it's good. It's so, I admit it, it's a horror
talk about
movie.
A certain set of skills.
I mean, it's so bad. It's just a good movie. I mean,
living your life to your fullest,
it's a guilty pleasure. There's no question. Because it's a bad, fun movie. It is what it is. But again, George did fight to get him in now. Those are his personal choices that we're
going to follow.
He's in. He's going to lose against Rambo, but he's in.
Rambo.
Yeah, he's not being Rambo. Now, second seed.
Johnny.
I know, it's done. We got, of course, William Wallace, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Going against Nada. Who is Nada? I guess gave me Nada.
John Nada is from They Live.
They Live, that's right.
Yeah, the Roddy White Piper character.
What's that line, Mike? Mike's itching for the line.
I've come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I ran out of bubblegum.
Yeah, one of the greatest lines ever.
See?
Great movie, too. Well,
he alone for that line.
Beat
B-like movie, B-style movie. It's a great movie, though. Number three, got the Man with No Name, of course, Clint Eastwood.
Of course.
Going against John Creasy, Creasy Bear from Man of Fire. Man on Fire, excuse me. We got four, Riddick going against five, Frank Dukes, of course, of Bloodsport.
Yep.
One that they fought to get in there. I wasn't quite... I was on the fence.
Speaking of that, have you ever seen JCVD?
I know what that is, man.
You don't know what that is?
JCVD?
There's a movie.
Jason versus something?
No, it's Jean-Claude Van Damme is what it stands for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He did a movie where he played himself in the movie.
It was seen. Oh, yeah. Now that you say what it is, yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme and good movie are two things. Like
the one that he robs a bank?
It was a pretty good movie.
The ones that he's accused of robbing a bank by when he plays himself?
Right, right.
That's
right.
Like an oxymoron, though, isn't it?
No.
No, dude, I'm telling you.
That he goes to Holland and then they confuse him with a celebrity. Yeah, I did see it. Yeah, I did see it.
I have no idea.
I did see it.
I didn't even hear that.
It was funny just because, he's playing himself, yeah, like a celebrity.
Did he act well as himself? Could he pull himself off?
No, the movie was well received. You should look it up. JCVD, that's what
it's
called.
Yeah, it's like he plays on his celebrity status and how he goes.
Look it up on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm kind of curious to see what kind of score that got. See what the critics quote.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that's kind of that's funny. First. I mean, that's a great movie. I have to watch it. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You always have to.
Well, you know, you gotta explore the options, you know, and all that good stuff. So
yeah, we do tell you
who's coming out of that bracket.
The good and the bad.
My opinion. It's gotta be William Wallace.
I think Riddick gets out of there.
You think so?
I think so, man. He turned off the lights and he's he's got the advantage. Just throwing it out there.
You know what though? Coming, not to like push back here, but isn't he really a comic book character? Doesn't he have a unique set of like powers?
No, he's got like operation to help him see at night. It's not really like it's not get bit by a radioactive spider. He's not here bit by a radioactive spider, you know. I mean, you know,
could be debatable.
He's not from Krypton, you know. He's in there, and his teammates are there.
He wanted to violate the rules just for his guy.
Yeah.
So he fight for the good.
he kind of pulled the wool under our eyes there, you know. Oh, if I turn the lights off, you know.
I wanted Marv from Sin City, he's got a guy that sees in the dark.
Yeah, he's a comic
really,
guy.
Really.
I'm just saying. So either way,
good.
So
I like William Wallace.
Yeah, I think Rico, maybe Rambo. He's badass.
Yeah, Rambo was a badass.
He goes out. We're going to get this together. We're going to start the official fighting next week. We'll try to get this posted as far as Facebook, the brackets.
We want your feedback on our Facebook page. Please put up who you think, you know, in each one if you want to do that. Yeah, who's absolutely.
And who do we leave out besides Bruce Lee? Right. Who else was missing from this list that deserved to be there? Yeah, we'll take it. Fine, whatever.
Oh,
not perfect, guys.
83% on the... 83% for JCVD.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll catch
it. It's worth a shot. Okay. I'm sure it's out in Spizzace, bro.
Oh, I'm sure it is. What isn't in Spizzace? Let's be honest.
That is the truth.
The truth. Wow. Mike has spoken. Show it shall be show.
There is so much on right now, speaking of that.
On what?
No, I mean, like, Netflix has a whole bunch of new crap.
Oh, my God. I know. I got to start catching up. I just started watching...
Amazon Prime Bosch Series 2 just started.
I know. I got to see that. I know. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I know.
What else? There's a bunch of crap. Well, Amazon Prime has a bunch of new stuff on it.
I don't know.
And original content.
There's almost not enough time for all these damn shows. You got Daredevil coming up. I'm still trying to
finish. Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Holy crap.
Yeah, House of Cards. That's next week.
I started watching, which is
great.
I
finished House of Cards.
Yeah. It's so much better than season 3. My God.
I think it's way better than
season 3. I didn't hate it. But
Kevin Spacey, by the way, hats off. He's a great actor. He deserves every award he's ever gotten.
He's the Kaiser.
Kaiser Soze.
Who, mind you, I want it on this list, but whatever. I digress.
I digress. There's a lot of people that we wanted on this list that are not.
Fine, whatever. But hey. But back to House of Cards. No, but it's really good. I don't want to spoil anything now. We'll probably do a spoiler thing in a couple of weeks if you got a chance to watch the show. George, I know you're not going to watch it, so who am I kidding?
House of Cards?
Yeah.
George, out of our list, if you had a wrestler you wanted to add to the badass list, who would you add?
You know what? We didn't mention any characters that Dwayne Johnson played. You know, like The Rock.
Honestly, his movie persona.
I love The Rock. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, the only one that would probably qualify would not even be the Fast and the Furious guy. Or not even Walking Tall. Maybe Walking Tall.
They got from The Rundown, maybe.
From The Rundown?
But man, he's not up there with these guys. He's just not. I love The Rock.
But nah.
He's Stone Cold Steve Austin, maybe.
You know who I would put, man? Yeah. Who I think about.
Or Triple H or something. Badass.
He's getting elected into the Hall of Fame this year. Stan the Lariat Hansen, who I met in person, by the way, is a super great guy. But he was an amazing heel, just a great character. Yeah.
That's before my time.
Sorry.
There's a couple like that.
Was it back in the 20s?
You're the same age as Grampy here, right? Come on, man.
When did he wrestle? 61? I wasn't alive then.
He was an 80s guy. He held the AWA championship, I think.
AWA, like 80, man. I don't even know what that is.
You know what that is. Don't
the AWA? Yeah, I'm not sure
what that is. AWA was on ESPN, man.
Yeah, I know.
It was.
That was when they were doing like tractor pulls and everything.
Oh, God.
You remember back in the Disney?
Well, yeah. Didn't get ESPN until like in the 1990s, so yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why probably we got 100%.
I really think, honestly, ESPN is garbage. I can't stand
ESPN. ESPN has become not like the MTV of cable. Like when MTV used to be fantastic. The people they videos,
put on there, yeah, just now, like the commentators, they put them on there for the, you know,
it's
like
entertainment now.
I think they just fired Ditka, I think, off their NFL countdown show.
Well, I think
I don't care. The guy mentioned something political on the show. That, look, we don't talk about politics on the show.
It is Disney.
Ditka's a personality. Okay, that's what you're gonna get from Ditka.
I don't know. What do they expect? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just
they watch sports. There's not even.
But by the
same
token,
yeah, I think it's been diluted. That's what's going on. Like MTV used to be videos, and then like they went MTV2, then they went like VH1, whatever.
There's no videos anymore. They have Stephen A. Smith on their team, who's a total jackass. Honestly.
Who's not a badass?
Definitely not a badass.
No, not a badass.
No, but they fire Mike Ditka for something stupid, and Stephen A. Smith has said a ton of crap stupider than Mike Ditka. So, it's just whatever.
It's bad. But either way, let's move on topic.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, we went to adventure.
It's okay.
And the territory is unknown to the real mentors, you know, and our audience out there.
Right, but
we do love our sports. Don't be wrong.
We love wrestling.
No, wrestling's good. That's
Orlando, by the way.
That's a good question. Yeah, let me post it to you guys. Is wrestling a sport?
No. It's entertainment.
Well, I mean, it's
sports entertainment.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's sports entertainment, but you know, we all know the outcomes are already predetermined.
The title matches are real.
Those punches, man.
That's right.
No, and those guys are athletes. There's no question.
No, they're
and the things they do, like, damn, this guy's.
The injuries, like I said, the injuries are authentic.
I hear it from people all the time. You like wrestling. You like wrestling. You know, why don't you like wrestling so much? It's fake. Listen. Do you watch Scandal? Scandal's fake.
Wait. Scandal's fake? What are you talking about, dude?
You know what I mean.
Nobody told me this.
You know what's
not fake, though? Once Upon a Time.
No.
That is the most that's the most realest of all reality TV.
And with that, it wraps around George again.
Go full circle.
No, but seriously. Wrestling is like a male soap opera.
Like any other scripted show.
You guys don't think that the Kardashians is fake or
it's all
fake. Or any of those reality shows?
Yeah, it's all scripted.
All like the Real Housewives of whatever the bleep.
Yeah, it's
all fake.
Yeah.
It's not none of that really happens. They're acting like there's a bunch of idiots in front of cameras. Yeah, right.
Game of Thrones isn't real.
Wait a minute, what? Yeah.
There's no dragons. Oh, speaking of Game of Thrones.
Red Band trailer.
George, good trailer, by the way. On Game of Thrones.
By the way, what is the thing now? This is just me talking. Mean? And I hope we're not going over. We're doing okay.
Yeah, okay, good. There's always time for Mike.
Yeah. Why do they keep doing these songs? And like, there's always there's always somebody that they're like this time it's that song that I Don't Want to Fall in Love with You or whatever that what's the name of that cat that sang that song? That I don't wanna fall in love.
Oh yeah,
that guy. Anyway, everybody's got this. They all have to do it like totally, like.
Oh God, glasses broke everywhere.
No, it's like
cats are dying as we speak.
I thought I did that pretty. You knew exactly what song I was singing about when I sang it.
Not even
I
recognize
never said
it.
I was a singer.
No,
But no, they have like some guy that sings
vocal
like,
talents.
He's no, they have like to get all like last season there was another song that they had remade and it was some that really horrible like low voiced.
Oh man, you're losing me.
Yeah, no, it's like no, and they did this in that trailer.
Well, then the trailer, yeah, well, you know, they gotta spice it up. I mean, whatever.
I don't know, man.
The trailer was good, though. I like the
trailer. Why can't they just do like cool medieval music or something?
That's
Wicked Game.
Wicked Game. Oh,
Chris Isaac. No.
That's
a great,
I don't know why I couldn't think of that.
The song, that video is fantastic. Is that girl.
No, it's a great song.
Great. Yes, a great song, yeah.
But the guy that sings one? It. No, but the guy that's that one, sings yeah, it yeah. is like.
Yeah. That one?
That's the song. Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. There we go. Now we're going to get in trouble. Copyrights. That's going, George.
Good no, job. It was only like 5 seconds.
Bro. I didn't know that okay. bad, right? I was, no. You knew exactly what
yeah,
I was
yeah,
talking
that's what
about.
I was like.
I thought you and Chris Isaac were in the same room right now. I mean,
you know,
that's just me.
I'm telling you, the crack research team knows. Don't find it.
Speaking oh, anyway, back to the
crack
Red
research team. Hold on, before we get to that. Now, George, how are you in your homework? You haven't even started yet, have you? Go watch the Game of Thrones.
Yo, I don't know, man. To be honest with you, no, I mean, I haven't really watched it because I honestly didn't want to get too excited for it. You know, like if I wanted George, to watch something, George, I would watch it George, and all day long.
George,
you know what? Give George a break.
George,
I'm gonna.
He's got to April 24th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little busy trying to produce this thing here.
Oh my God! You're throwing it back in our face. Oh my God! He's got time for Fuller House.
I'm gonna stop you. You know, I'm gonna stop you. Don't start because you're just gonna dig yourself a deeper hole.
Fine. It's fine.
Please go watch it. You're gonna.
That's a gift for yourself.
Honestly, I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you.
All right, where are we on time, Kier? Because I'm about to edit all this stuff out. You know, the 35-minute mark.
Gonna be
I'm
George
about to
and
edit
a bunch of dead air today's episode.
Yeah, you know, I'm 35 minutes. I'm about to like
George, episode 9 was a flop.
Gonna, yeah. No, George is gonna sing Wicked Game. Then he's just gonna sing over the top.
Yeah, I'm just going to put, you know, episode 9 was something happened with the file. We got to record it again.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
So either way, so we'll get off though. We'll get off George, this poor guy.
No.
He's taking some abuse. But he's you have to watch the show.
No, the Red Band trailer is amazing.
No, I can't wait for that show. Come on.
The only thing I was wondering about, because you saw a couple of people. You saw Jon Snow. You saw Jamie Lannister.
I still know Jon Snow's alive. It's like a dream. I don't know.
Right, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, but what they didn't show is you didn't see Brienne of Tarth at all, or you didn't see Stannis Baratheon. So we.
It's a traitor.
It was kind of inferred. No, at the end, but it was one of the cliffhangers because it was kind of inferred that she killed him.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I think they're doing it on purpose to kind of keep you guessing. That's what I'm thinking.
No, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Which is good. No, I agree. Yeah, because I don't know if she did kill him at the end. Spoiler or whatever.
No, he's in another world, right? Because he's like, I don't know who these names are.
Which is why George needs to get with the
No, it's not even about
George.
That. You know,
George,
like,
I'm going to tell you right now. That first episode, you're not going to leave your house after that.
It's hard. I mean, I'm not saying it's the greatest show of all time. But
I think it pretty much is.
Oh, relax. Calm down.
Wait, what?
The best show ever?
What's the best show ever, Junior?
Oh, man, it's not
Friends?
No, relax.
Nobody told me it was going to be
We can say Seinfeld.
Way.
We can do Seinfeld if you want.
I hate Seinfeld, too. So
A show about nothing.
You've been getting to this conversation. Now.
Yeah, a show about nothing.
It's all right. It's
all
like
right.
Honestly,
still
the
Wire.
The Wire is fantastic.
The Breaking Bad, I think, is better personally.
Still not better than Game
Shield,
of Thrones.
Shield, I think, is better than Game
not
of Thrones.
Not better than Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is a little too soap opera. I love Game of Thrones. Don't get me wrong. But it's a little too soap opera for my taste. And it's a great show.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
But it's true. It's a great show. But people die for no reason. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm not saying it's the greatest show. The worst show. I love Game of Thrones. I'm just saying it's not the best show ever. I don't think there's anything wrong making that comment. That's all I'm saying. That's not an egregious comment to make. Calm down, Mike. At least I've seen the show, goddamn. Okay? I have an opinion on the show. Unlike George over here who can't. Back me up or back you up.
You know what? I have a little more respect for George.
No, the funny
Calm
thing.
Calm down, Mike. I think you're straight.
I'm coming
Mike
in
is
like
clearly
you know,
not thinking straight here.
You guys are setting the bar up real high on this.
I just said it was the best of our show. He's the one saying it's a great show.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's a great show.
Listen, nothing else. Listen, this was especially the first couple.
He's
of seasons.
Listen. I know it's nowhere near Happy Days. Okay.
Hey, you don't mess with the Fonzie.
No, but look, okay, I will tell you, you know, like every time
the
something happens
on the throne as we speak, that's all I gotta say.
No, but look, I will tell you that every time something happens, like on the show, whether it'll be, I've never seen it, but I know enough, right. You know, from like the Red Wedding, you know, like what that happened.
But you've seen that episode.
I've seen the episode.
Boggles the mind. Like,
you know.
Why don't you watch an episode in season 3 and I watch it. Whatever.
Anyway. And then, like, no,
the second to last episode of season 3.
Yeah. Yeah,
because, you know, you see that on your Facebook feed goes nuts.
Yeah, but to.
Then you also see when Jon Snow dies, for example.
Spoiler alert.
for those who haven't seen it, like myself, like I know.
Listen, we can talk about Game of Thrones all the way up until this season, okay? Because I'm gonna spoil the crap out of it.
I agree. Yeah, because I mean, you're the ones that are trying to sell me on the show here. You're trying to sell me on the show, and that I haven't seen it. But yeah, I know significant events of the show, and I feel like, oh, I already spoiled it. Why am I gonna watch all the way up to this season when I know that the character I'm growing, Jon Snow, is gonna die?
You know that. You know he's dead yet. We didn't know that. It appeared that he died, but he just showed him in the trailer. So I'm just saying. The book, this is not found in the book.
Hey, the actor himself has says that he's recording a few scenes and that they don't know if it's gonna be a flashback. They have no idea.
Misdirection.
They're working the marks.
Listen, this is the show.
It's just like wrestling.
This is the first two shows. Listen, yeah. You got people talking, nudity, sex, and a graphic death. Rinse and repeat. That's all it is. Talking, death, sex. That alone is worth watching.
It couldn't be.
As a guy.
It's nowhere near as good as Grey's Anatomy, awesome. Though.
Great sex? You want to see sex on TV?
I mean, like I said.
Girls are boobs hanging out all the time. Dude, perfect. It's great. Just that alone is worth
it. I don't watch the show for that stuff. I'm sorry. It's just
that's
a great show.
That's part of the appeal, though.
I mean, I did like that Spartacus show. Remember that Spartacus?
The storytelling is fantastic. It's...
That's the part why I did that. But we can get into that and lift Nick. That'll be an 80-minute conversation. Trust me on that. But either way, it's a great show.
I'll shut you down.
It's a great show. I mean, actually, like, I don't like it. Like, I guess it's not the best ever. I mean, Jesus.
I'm trying to sell George here, and you're not helping me.
But I don't want to overset it to George.
You said,
either.
He's not going to watch it either.
Anyway. I guarantee you, he goes April 24th. He's
watched Bosch. He watched one episode of Bosch. He liked it.
I liked it.
But he's watched two episodes of Game of Thrones, and he hasn't come back.
Maybe it's just not his thing.
Which is fine. I get it.
I mean, I'm not going to say.
So why are you giving my man a hard time?
Yeah, I'm not.
We'll both give him a hard time. Don't even go there.
I'm sorry. I'm on that 10%.
A superhero team up here.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm not on that 10%.
This is like Civil War, man. This Batman v Superman. And George.
I'm sorry. I'm not on that 10% that don't really like Game of Thrones.
We'll get to Game of Thrones down the road and all that. Before we go, time's running short. As always, our retro look and all that. And unlike last week, I actually defined a lot of good movies released between 20 and 25 years ago. Couple of notables. I'll say Four Weddings and a Funeral because I know George, you're a big fan.
This whole show has been Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Four funerals. We got Fargo.
I'll just take the funerals.
We got Fargo.
Great movie.
Birdcage.
Good movie.
We talked about that.
My Cousin Vinny.
Very good movie.
Great. And I know this is a great movie. I like it personally. New Jack City.
By the way, Fred Gwynn just died, I think, like a month ago. Yeah, absolutely. He played the judge. He was also Herman Munster.
For me, out of those movies, man, I love Birdcage. I love Fargo. I love My Cousin Vinny. Man, My Cousin Vinny is hilarious, though.
The guy from The Simpsons was in The Birdcage, too. What's his name? The guy that does all the voices, man.
Oh, yeah. He played the butler or something. Yeah, that's right. He's awesome. That movie's funny as hell. That's a movie that people haven't seen.
That's Robin Williams, so I don't
definitely
like
it.
So was I wrong on that?
But that's a movie I think everybody seems to
catch. I'm trying not to throw.
Wow, he died in 1993.
I'm trying not to throw Mike under the bus here.
I want to apologize for being a moron.
He died in 1993. I was trying to save him.
Oh, Mike, dude, the memory.
I must have been thinking of somebody else.
He died in 93?
Damn, wait, a couple months ago. No wonder I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, I was trying to save you. He died shortly after My Cousin Vinny.
He was off by 23 years. I could take my lumps.
23-year difference. Whatever, Mike. It happens, though. But that's a great movie, though. That one.
What else?
I said Fargo, which Fargo is great. And
what else, Robin?
New Jack City. I kind of liked
New Jack City.
New Jack City's okay.
I like New Jack City. It was good. Pookie with Chris Rock on his very
Wesley
good
Snipes. Movie.
Wesley Snipes. That's right.
My favorite Wesley Snipes Ice-T? Movie.
That's your favorite one?
No.
No, White Man Can't Jump.
You don't know what? No.
Good movie.
No, White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump is classic.
There's no better movie than that.
No. Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Demolition Man. Good movie.
Demolition Man.
Wow, it's so bad. It's good.
That's another one.
Just a swearing and getting the tickets swearing. Come on, that's great.
The three seashells. Taco Bell.
Number one restaurant
it's
in the
such
world.
A bad,
come on. The product placement alone is just laughable.
I wouldn't put them on, man. God. It's not his best movie. It's the
Simon Phoenix.
Simon Phoenix.
Oh, God. It's the White Man Can't Jump, though.
his best movie, I think.
And I just like Woody. I'm
no, Woody you, my friend, are shooting which is for the Sudan. You want me to put it up there?
You still haven't seen Triple Nine.
No,
right?
I didn't. I never got a chance to see that.
Well, one of my kids went and saw it. So said it was fantastic. Like it? Yeah, really? She said fantastic. She loved it.
That's a bold statement.
Speaking of that, we did see Cloverfield.
We did see Clover.
10 Cloverfield Lane, which was very well. It was a very good movie.
You think so?
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's gotten good reviews on Rotten.
Is it Date Night Fodder, or is it like something you do when you're, you know?
For you, Spizzace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. I like it.
That's very good.
I mentioned this in my review. Anybody who likes Cloverfield, I was okay with it. Don't expect that because it's nothing like Cloverfield at all.
By the way.
And that's a good thing.
Zoolander 2 on Spiz Ace, total dog shit. I mean,
it was horrendous.
Garbage.
Yeah, it was terrible. Bad.
It's as bad as Anchorman 2. It's worse than Anchorman
2. I put up for 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm done. It's a wrap. I can do it.
Yeah, Zoolander.
I saw Spiz Ace because I missed the pre. I had tickets. I didn't want to go. I was not looking forward to it. I didn't give a shit.
See, I thought for a minute that it might have been a good idea to do a sequel, but usually when you
a lot of people wanted it, but like you waited so long, like you say, you waited so long for it.
No, it's the same jokes.
It's dumb.
They got stale, quickly. And
and Anchorman 2, the same thing. You waited too long. Too long. Anchorman 1 was so good. Then it's just hard to
all those and happened to Dumb and we talked about before Dumb and Dumber to that that released it 20 years after the original.
But that was Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, and that that's
second Dumb and Dumber 2, I think it was called.
I really wanted Zoolander 2 to be funny.
And sort of the people who made the movie. and very bad movie.
It was very disappointing. No, but
when has Ben Stiller done a good movie in the last?
Oh man,
it's been a while, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
He's done. But no, that was way back. Meet the Fockers. Meet the Parents, I guess, their first one.
The first Meet the Parents.
Which is funny. It was a funny one.
It was good.
Funny
the one. Second one was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. The third one was garbage. Yeah. Man, he hasn't that one. Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder was very good, but he didn't write that, did he?
No, he was in it, though. He was the main guy.
Tom Cruise made that movie.
Oh, genius, that Tom movie. Cruise. God.
Also, genius. Robert Downey Jr. was excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, he was in
that. He was not for an Oscar, wasn't he, for that?
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Really?
I want to say he was.
Wow.
Yeah, for a supporting actor on that one. Yeah.
If I for supporting actor.
Yeah, that's a great one. But either way.
We're at 40.
Give me a quick. Okay, so either way. So that's we'll end it right there. Next week, super excited because we will begin the fights. We'll probably start off with
bracket
one versus eight, and then two versus seven. So we get some of the highlights, Martin Riggs, McClain fighting Dutch, and so forth and all that. So very curious how this is going to pan out to get to our, I guess, Elite Eight. By the time we're done with next week. By the way, George, where can people find you or send you comments and send you gifts for your birthday? Season 2, perhaps, if Once Upon a Time. Just don't
know. No, I mean, like I said, they can always send us, you know, something and suggestions, comments, reviews on our Facebook page.
Please do that, too. I mean, it helps us so much.
I love comments. Yes. I really do. I want to hear them. And I'll probably will have my next rant.
We're your show. We're here for you guys, and any feedback that you give us, you know, we'll take it seriously. We'll talk about it. We'll mention your name on the air even. We're going to have a good time with it.
Yeah, and that's why we always do these things. I mean, without you guys, we would not be here. So, you know, we this is a medium where we're trying to get your voices out there as much as ours. So, you know, we any interaction, any quizzes, keep them coming, you know, because that's what we're here for. You know, we're interaction, messages, whatever. Any birthday wishes you all want to give me, you know, I'll take.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you.
We just gave like 100 of them throughout the show, man.
Thank you.
I didn't
You all like kind of, you all gave me like a hard time out there, you know, throughout the whole show, too.
You punch guys in the arm for every year of your birthday. Same kind of thing. You know, we just, you know, trying to punch him, throwing jokes at you.
Yeah, we no breaks in here, man. We even work on our birthday.
No
breaks.
The show must go on, dude.
The show must go on, you know, whether you're sick, injured, hurt from Battle Frog, whatever it is.
I made it here, dude.
Hobbling and all, bro.
I made it here, dude.
George. You shouldn't have mentioned that because I'm I gotta count to 10.
So, sorry, Mike, man. Where can people find you counting to 10?
Well, I'm multiple micros on Xbox Live. I'm on Facebook. Come join the Real Mentors podcast page and you'll see me post and send me a friend request. I accept all comers. I got almost 2,000 friends.
Nice.
They all hate me right now because of my political opinions, but hey now.
Well, we're definitely getting into that in this show. and Ross, what about your, of course, the studios?
Oh, geez.
Girls Life.
My family's business, girlslife.com, GIRL. Z-Y-F-E-L-Y-F-E.com. Wow, I screwed that up.
He's very off today.
Girlslife.com, G-I-R-L-Z-L-Y-F-E.com.
Yeah, you're having your sale on the socks for St. Patrick's Day?
You know what? I have been selling a ton of green beer socks. I mean, it's been going nuts. And you know what? We could still get it to you if you want to order it this weekend or on Monday. We have priority shipping, I think, for $4.95.
So I think Thursday is a St. Patrick's Day in the
world? Yes. Yeah. So if we send it today, you'll get it. Even if you live in California, you'll get it on time.
Nice. Of course, you can catch my movie reviews on YouTube, on The Real Mentor. I think, I'm not sure what's coming next week. But either way, we do got Batman v Superman in 2 weeks, and that's the only thing that really matters.
Oh, yes.
So we'll see you guys next time for the tournaments. Bye.